It's Tuesday night and time to talk Chadron State football with the head coach. It's the Jay Long Show, presented by Chadron Glass and Windows.
Our motto is tough, smart, physical. We want to be a tough football team. We want to be a smart football team. We want to out physical the other team. Then mixing up the fronts, the three-man front, the four-man front, and then blitzing out of both fronts. You know, those eight sacks were awesome. There's an old adage that says, hey, whenever there's a quarterback battle, you really don't have a guy. I do not feel that way. Any one of these three can be leaders of our team and be the every rep guy.
Here's your host, the voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins.
Head football coach Jay Long of the Chadron State Eagles is in the studio today for our final Jay Long show of the season. Now that we've already arrived here in November, a very fast season, coach. Good to have you in, as always, every single Tuesday to visit about CSC football. Our show brought to you by Chadron Glass and Windows once again this year. So, coach, let's get into a great win on Saturday. Oh, man, what an awesome way to finish the season. You get the Eagle Rock Trophy back in your team's hands for the eighth time in nine games. It's been played against South Dakota School of Mines. Final score was 27-19, and from Sam and I upstairs looking down at the field after the game, that celebration looked like a whole lot of fun and had to feel really good on Elliott Field.
You know, Dave, in a way, it was like our bowl game. We were able to play against our rival and play for a trophy, so it was really a great way to finish the season. Really happy for our seniors, happy for our team. Allows us to build upon, you know, the good things that happened, and, you know, at the end of the year, you know, we started playing some of our best football, and we kept improving, and, you know, just a great way to finish, great way to send out the seniors. And also, gosh dang, Dave, what a fun game. It was a fun game. And, you know, when you think about all the interviews that you and I have done over the years, this game has been one we've had quite a few exciting finishes. And, you know, and as I sit here and talk, you know, Tyler Lewis knocking the ball out on the 1 yard line for us to win the game. And I don't even know what year that was. I think it was 18 or 19. That was an exciting game.
Yeah.
But these games have been games that really came down to the wire, and, you know, been really, really fun, and this was no different. And it was really fun to win like that.
They always come down to the goal line, the end zone. DeAndre Barthwell had a pass break up at the end zone here at our house a few years ago.
Yep.
This year, it was Sutton Pullman, and J.J. Harrett was down there on coverage. Mm-hmm. You guys had that receiver surrounded. Great, great play. And so, again, no lack of drama in the Eagle Rock Trophy game, Jay. It was fun, and it was really a game for the defenses. Chadron State registering 6 sacks, and I'll throw a few more fun ones out there, Jay, and you can just kind of go into these as you want. South Dakota Mines, you held them to 230 total yards. That's 72 yards under their prior season low. One of the best offenses in the country. One of the best quarterbacks in our league and Super Region 4, Jaden Johansson. You limit him to 157 yards in the air. That is his lowest season in since the season finale 2 years ago, his lowest game total. So great job there, too. You forced 2 interceptions. One of them, one we'll never forget. Kobe Whipple, a defensive lineman, gets a pick 6 from 4 yards out. Great moment for a senior there. The defense was incredible.
You know, just it's our, you know, what we've really relied on all year is our defense. And, you know, I don't think it's a secret. You know, our goal is to play great defense, be special on special teams, and you'll find a way to score. And, you know, when you look at on Saturday's game, man, our defense was all over the place, and they just dominated from the start to the finish. And when you look at it, you know, I think you missed one stat also that, you know, South Dakota School of Mines quarterback was leading the conference and very high in the nation with 9 sacks on the whole season, and we had 6 in one game. Dang near doubled their sack output. And I don't know how many tackles for loss we had, but I'm assuming it's probably right on that 10 round, because if you have 6 sacks, we had to have another at least 4 more around there.
Yeah.
With things, so just really, really fun. And we also utilized our tools. Our 2 special teams guys were very special also. You know, Wilson Yee was awesome, and also Brody Eyes around both those two really stood out also.
Just a huge stat game. Great performances with the 6 sacks, coach, and you brought up the 9 that they had allowed all season. You almost like matched that in one game. Did you look back on the tape and see something you did that really, really got to them? Or was it one of those games, kind of like last year, where you just were the ones who were able to dominate that line of scrimmage on that Saturday?
Both, Dave. I really think that, you know, we got after him right early, and we rattled him a little bit through that interception for a pick six. We were getting pressure on him and getting him, you know, out of his sink, and you know, it's just one of them fun games where, you know, we were playing chess and we were ahead, you know, on doing it, and it was awesome for you know, our guys to go out there and just, you know, there was a ton of top defensive plays. I mean, Joey Guile, I think, had two sacks, a pick. What a way to finish your year. I mean, your career at Shatter, and his career has been an outstanding one. You know, Joey Guile and his brother, that's 11 years of Eagle football. That's quite a word. When they, I was hugging the dad on senior day, and he goes, "Yeah, we've been doing this for 11 years. And 11 years of Eagle football for the Guiles, with Jake obviously being a legendary player for Shatter. And Joey right there with him, and you know, so yeah, it was you know, exciting, you know, with things, and just really, really fun to watch our guys go out and fly around and just execute that game plan really well.
So much good coming out of Saturday, including the first half, Coach. Your team built a 21-3 lead in the first half. That's a great way to put a rival on notice and a team as good as mine. So they did sneak a couple of touchdowns in on some short fields. There was a roughing the kicker call after you guys forced a missed field goal. Next play, they get a 9-yard touchdown pass. And then some more tough luck there. The next drive, Preston Pearson intercepted another deflected ball at the line of scrimmage. That's sort of what snake-bitten us up at the line this year. A lot of those deflections, they're able to score another touchdown. It's 21-16 at halftime. How did you and your staff address that situation and some of that shock with the players that happened in the final 2 minutes to keep them composed and ready to finish off the win in the second half?
Great question, Dave. You know, when we left the field at halftime, you know, there was that doubt going, cause creeping in, and you can see in the body language, you guys were like, oh my. And, you know, Coach Sassy went in there and did a great job talking to defense. Coach Smith talked to offense, and, you know, really was just about, let's go out and execute and do our job. And, you know, our message was, you know, right before we hit the field, I just stopped and I said, everybody wants to play in a close game. Everybody wants to be the guy that makes a big play to win the game. And let's go out there and let's go play football like we were in the first quarter, and let's go find a way to freaking win this thing. And the guys just went out and you know, took advantage of that opportunity, and just really proud of them. I mean, the very first drive that they had, they tried to go for it on fourth down.
And on their own 34?
On their own 34, and it was fourth and short. And I think Gabe Perkins, I think that was a play, Gabe got a tackle for loss on that one, and what a just another huge play for a senior at that point, and, you know, gave us short field position. That's when Wilson was able to kick his 52-yard field goal, and you know, so really, really exciting, and you know, that's, we came out really strong, and boom, got that momentum back.
Yeah, Wilson Yee, you said he added a field goal there. He added two total in the second half. And on that final South Dakota Mines drive, there's always that kind of fear factor with Johansson back there picking away a little bit. He was able to drive the team down the field with his talents. And then a throw to the end zone. Sutton Pullman jumps in there, swipes the pass away, knocks it away. Game over. Eagles win. Those plays and other moments in the third and fourth quarter, talk about ones that made a difference Saturday and how that all came together for a W.
You know, I think one that we need to talk about is our punting, you know, field position. Brody Eisbron was on. He was really, really hot. And he had two inside the 20. One was inside the 1 yard line. He averaged 43 yards punting. You know, he got roughed on one. And we sent him back out there. And, you know, there was a low snap. So we kind of bobbled the snap. And those always make you nervous when you go send him back out there, because you have, you know, that question in the head for the snapper and the punter. And he, boom, flipped the field position on that one. And just, you know, I thought that he's definitely was a tool there. And, you know, this is a weird one, Dave, but I also think that a really big part of that game was the challenge. When you look at our conference, this is the first year that we've done the challenge.
Yeah.
And I think I am 1-for-4 was what I was. And, you know, and this one was a very, very important one, because we end up winning that challenge. And if we lose that, if it would have just been like it was last year, we would have gave them short field position and, you know, and gave them back the momentum and just really, you know, thought that was a big part of that game, because it was, when we watched on the film, you know, it was an easy overturn.
Yeah.
And also, I knew where we're at on our field, that they were going to have the best possible film that they could have coming off of our pack, right there on their sideline. So, you know, I thought that was big. And I'm going to reiterate, I already said it once, but that fourth down stop right when they came out was that they were trying to set the tone, like take the momentum from us.
Right.
And we took that thing away, and we had a short field, and then we got some points on the field, on the board, with Wilson's big kick. And recruiting wise, kicking is getting pretty easy to recruit, because, you know, we've kicked three school records in 2 years, and you know, so those kickers know that if they produce in practice, I'm going to give them an opportunity, and we gave them great opportunities this year, and they took advantage of it.
They did, and some great plays. You mentioned the challenge, obviously very huge. It's so great to have that in the conference this year, to get some key moments that are so big in the direction of the way a game is going. Correct. And knowing the home field advantage and the cameras, what a great feeling for you, knowing exactly what look the officials are going to get.
You know, Dave, we always look at them at every place we play, and you know, so you kind of got an idea. But when it's your own field, you know exactly what it's going to look like. And
yeah,
and you know, that replay system, I think it's like $125 a game. And Dave, I think I would have wrote the whole check yesterday on Saturday to try to get that one redone, because it was that important, and it's good. And our conference is going to get better at it. You know, each school's had their challenges. You know, the wind blew our tent down one game, you know, it's going to get better, you know, each year. And the interesting fact is, I don't think the conference had a whole bunch of overturns, but two was on our field. So, you know, like I said, it is a valuable tool, and I hope it's something we continue.
Great first year for it to be in the RMAC and getting better, as you said, Coach. It will really help things out. And just another note, too, on Brody Eisenbraun in preparation for Saturday. I like to look through some of the records and trends and things for the final game of the year. Brody Eisenbraun, for as great as he's been, we've talked about him, he's the current all-time punt yardage per punt leader in Chadron State history right now, and you need 50 attempts. He's blown way past that in his. So he may end up finishing as the greatest punter that ever played at Chadron State. That's amazing for Brody Eisenbraun, what he's been able to accomplish so far in his career. And I don't have the exact count, but he's probably had five or six roll out inside the 5 yard line this year. That's remarkable.
Yeah, we're just doing all conference stuff. We'll be voting on that later on today. But you know, I was putting down his stats, and yes, there's probably been five of them that rolled into the end zone. If our coverage team just could have got there a hair sooner, you know, he'd have, I think he has 14 inside the 20 is what I think I've seen before Saturday's game. So he had another two there. So he's at 16.
Yeah.
And Western State's punter had, I think, 18 inside the 20. So yeah, it would have been really nice to have, you know, those extra five. But, you know, Brody, I'm hoping has that great opportunity to be an all conference punter, because I know he is definitely one for us. We feel like that. So.
Absolutely. I may go back in the summer and prep for next year and count the number that rolled out of bounds to put a team to start their drive inside the five. I think he had a handful of those. Amazing. Coach Jay Long with us on Tuesday night as we wrap up the season with our final Jay Long show of the year. Coach, a 10-man senior class. They played their guts out on Saturday. You've already highlighted Joey Guile as one of those guys, and Gabe Perkins. There are plenty others. What more do you want to add about this year's senior class who goes out on a high note with a victory?
You know, Dave, it's a unique senior class, because, you know, only seven of them were able to wear pads on Saturday. And, you know, we had a with the COVID, we have one more year talking about COVID.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, the 2019 class was the class that probably got the most benefit out of COVID, because they redshirted in 19, then they played in, you know, then they got to redshirt technically again in 20, and then 24 would be their last, you know, season of football. And, you know, along the way with saying that, Dave, you know, our 19 class is we played, you know, some of those as true freshmen, Gabe Perkins and Harvey Reynolds, both of those two, for example.
Yeah.
And, you know, so they had their last year this year with things, but you know, it's kind of made it so our classes are really kind of all over the place with things. We had Joey Guile and Michael DeCamillis, their 2018 class, and you know, with things. But you know, with saying that, you know, I think that these guys, they all had a really good day. Gabe Perkins had, you know, some huge plays. Kobe Whipple, he's another 2018 class. Kobe Whipple had the pick six. I mean, what an awesome play! I mean, he'll remember that forever.
I think we all will. incredible. That was incredible.
And he's also our Rapid City kid, you know, from, you know, went to school at St. Thomas More. So, I mean, that's, you know, against his you know, the town that he grew up in, you know, against Rapid City School of Mines. And, you know, Michael DeCamillis, just Mr. Solid every single game. You know, I mean, he's just so consistent. And, you know, one of the, you know, top O-linemen I've ever coached, my 23 year of being an O-line coach, you know. So once you start saying names, now I feel bad when I don't continue them, but, you know, I know Harvey had a huge, huge, you know, game also, you know, against those guys. So it was really fun. And I just think that when you talk about our senior class, they're tough, they're gutsy, and, you know, they're Eagles. It is very hard to play college football, Dave, and it is very rewarding, it's very fun, and all those positive things that we get to see as fans and you know, on Saturdays. But to get to those 11 games, there's a lot of roadblocks that come up, and you've seen that with three of those seniors, you know, walking out on crutches and weren't able to finish their career like they wanted to.
Yeah.
With things. And you know, so with saying that, you know, I think that those guys are just Eagles. That's the easiest way to put it, is they're Eagles, and they found a way.
Stellar group of Eagles, for sure, Jay. Well said on the senior class as we continue with Coach Jay Long. So you finished with the 5 victories this year, Jay. Strong finish just like last year once again as well. And now, I mean, the page turns quickly to the offseason. There's no break in college football, right? So as you look ahead, what's next for you, for the team, for the staff, as you go into the offseason? You always talk about starting with some individual player meetings and visiting with your team to reflect, recap, and kind of look forward.
Yep. You know, first thing you want to do, Dave, is you want to find out whose guys are all in. Let's find out today. Let's not wait until the spring, wait till spring ball, wait till we put invested all that time into them. We need to find the guys that are committed, you know, to make our, you know, team go to that next step. And you know, Dave, I've said this numerous times, we are a developmental program. Mm-hmm. And we were, you know, last year we had a really rough season. We ended up finishing with 3 wins. This year we built on it. We really wish when we meet as a staff, we think that, you know, there's 2 games in there that we like get away from us, the Mesa game and the Black Hills State game. And when you look at, you know, those 2 games, you know, what do we need to do to get those 2 games, you know, to win those 2 games? And then when we win those 2 games, then you have that momentum going with us. Because, you know, Dave, we played the top 3 teams in our region. I mean, when you look at it, yeah. Augustana, Mines, and Western were the top 3 in our region. And you know, so, and we have all 3 of them on the roster next year. So we need that confidence level, you know, to go play those guys. And how do you do that? And, you know, that's where we're at next with our individual meetings, is we're finding out who's committed. The second piece is now what we do is we go and we meet with every kid, and it's no different than an employer. I'm sure every year you go meet with your bosses and they say, "Hey, Dave, this is what you did well. Dave, this is what you need to improve on." And, you know, that's what we're going to do with every guy. And then after that, we've been doing this. And now it's recruiting. And, you know, our freshman class, Dave, we're really, really excited about. You know, with the new redshirt rule, I think we played 10 to 12 freshmen is what we played. And we think we have some developmental kids in there that can, you know, definitely make a difference. Obviously, Tucker Peterson played this year, was an outstanding, did an outstanding job for us. Great player, you know, with things. And you know, he's kind of the guy that, you know, that really stepped up, but he ended up losing his red shirt, you know, with it. But we also have some other guys that are definitely, you know, guys that we think can really do some good things for us. So that class there has been a strong class, and we think that we also our junior class next year is going to be our senior class this year will be our biggest class. So we're fitting well there. So when we're looking at recruiting, what we're going to do is, you know, we got to go find some immediate needs. And how do you do that? You know, everybody talks about the portal. We're going to look at the portal. We're going to look at junior college transfers, and, you know, we got to go find some immediate needs. And those immediate needs, you always are looking for linemen. And, you know, I think, Dave, we need to bring in a transfer quarterback. We need to bring in a transfer quarterback that'll come in and push the guys we have. And, you know, and you know, that's one that we would like to try to get, you know, at semester with things. But, you know, you're going to see our recruiting class this year look a little different with things, because we do have such a strong freshman class, and we need to find some immediate difference makers to take us to where we want to go. And you know, where we want to go is, you know, we need to figure out a way to win those extra 2, 3, 4 games. And if you have win eight games, you have a great chance of making the playoffs in our league. And because our league is so strong, and that's, you know, what our continued growth level is, you know, pushing.
Coach, appreciate the thoughts on the recruiting and where you're going in that direction. It'll be great to see the roster coming together as we get flowing towards spring football. And how about the schedule for next year? What's that look like? You had Quincy in Illinois this year. You had Augustana, a fun new NSIC opponent this year here at our house. Those were the non-conference games. CSC, are you guys going to get a return game for those two before you head into conference play, or what's it looking like the first couple of weeks at least before you jump into the RMAC?
So Quincy's was 1 year, and Quincy, by the way, Dave, had their best season of that they'd had in a long time, and you know, so our non-conference, we always, you know, find some really tough teams to play, which is, you know, gives you a chance in the beginning of the year to see where you're at with things. But you know, Quincy was a 1 year deal. We tried to get it a 2 year. Their schedule didn't work out with things. They have four non-conference games they always have to find, but they had it, long story, but yeah, so we're not returning to, they're not going to return to us. We do have a game found. We have one side of the contract signed. One more week, Dave, we would be able to say, and I feel really good we're going to be playing them with things. So it's a team that will be fun. I think they're either going to play us on a Thursday night game week one, or a Saturday night game week one. It's kind of just depending on what they find, if they can get a week zero game or not.
Okay.
And also the D2 is trying to pass a rule that all of us can have a week zero game. And so kind of depending on the week zero is whether it'll be a Thursday or a Saturday for us. And then we'll go right into our conference. Our conference schedule did flip. It is different in regards to our first game. So we'll be playing Colorado School of Mines right off the bat. That'll be a home game. So we'll be, our first two out of three games will be at home. And then we got Mesa on the road, Adams State at home. New Mexico Highlands will be on a road game. And out of our two rivalry games, Black Hills State will be, we go to them again, and then Mines comes to us. So they're in that October, November. So we'll see if we make those a night game or not. We'll talk to those coaches and decide what they want to do with things. So, and then we finish with Pueblo and Western at the end of the year. So be a fun schedule next year also.
Should be a fun schedule next year, Coach. And I always like to bring that up at the end of the year because it just gets the juices flowing for the next season and looking at those conference games and the non-conference trips as well. A lot of fun. So let's wrap it up, Jay. It's been another fast season once again here for CSC and for our show here on Tuesday nights. Final thoughts, reflections, memories you're going to take from this season as the head coach of the Shadron State Eagles.
You know, Dave, I think that the biggest thing is that I really enjoyed coaching this team every single day. They came and they worked hard. And, you know, Dave, when especially in the beginning of the year when we weren't having a lot of success, we were playing those teams that those tough teams and you know, our guys just kept coming to work every single day, and that tells you a lot about the kids that we were recruiting, the kids that we have on our team, because adversity now, it's harder and harder for kids to fight through adversity. The world of the portal, the world of the easy way out, and our guys just kept fighting. And that's, you know, in the world, there's going to be times where things aren't going your way. When those things happen, what are you going to do? You going to go find something easier, or are you going to quit? You know, all those things. And you know, the guys that stayed with us, man, they're Eagles, and they really showed, you know, some grit, and so it was fun to coach this team. And you know, the other thing is, Dave, that, you know, just to end on, is we're taking the steps, we're getting better. And you know, I know some people want us to go faster. Believe me, I do too. But you know, with the changes in the landscape of college football, and you see it every day on Saturdays, you know, with the Power Five programs. I mean, heck, they just fired the guy that won a national title at you know, Texas A&M, and they're gonna pay him $7 million a year until 2031. I mean, it's a different landscape.
Insane.
And you know, teams can change so much from year to year, and you know, Dave, that isn't really what I want to do. I want to coach kids that want to become Eagles, and I want guys to graduate from Shadron State, and I want guys that forever will be saying, "Hey, I played at Shadron, not a person that played here for 2 years and went somewhere else." And you know, I want guys that say, "I'm an Eagle," and they're the ones that, you know, when we have our alumni gatherings, when we have our board of trustees dinners, when we have the former players come back. Bramer, I don't know, there was a picture in the Rapsey Journal. Bramer come out and gave me the biggest hug, lifted me off the ground. And, you know, those are the guys that I want to coach. The Woodies, you know, from Stockton that we brought to Shatter in Nebraska.
Yeah.
They're twins, man. Both of them got degrees. They're both really successful, and they love Shatter. And, you know, so we got people from all over the country that, you know, that say that they say Shatter first, right? You know, that they're Eagles. So, you know, that's what our goal is. And I know I'm kind of rambling here, but, you know, that's, you know, with the type of guys that we want to coach. I think that's the type of kids that our fans want to watch too. And this offseason, we're going to continue to get better. Our leadership will continue to grow, you know, excited for the next steps.
Yeah, there certainly was that embrace the grind mentality that these guys had and never quit. It was a really fun team to be around, and being with you guys on trips and around the team a lot. I loved this team too, and what they put in and the work they put in. It was a great group, and I was really proud of them to finish with those wins, and especially Saturday. Yeah.
You know, Dave, I think you hit it around the head. You know, road trips are so fun. I mean, they're long. The way there is fun. The way back, you're just ready to get back. But on the way there, you know, it's just you get to be around the guys, you get to see their personalities, and you got a great seat in the house where you get to hear, you know, the guys and be able to sit with the guys and, you know, watch them practice, and, you know, and you get to really see their personalities. And, you know, one of the things different between us and basketball is, you know, basketball, they don't have a helmet on, so you can see their facial expressions, you can see how they are, you know, their body language, and you can kind of get a sense of what their personality is like. And, you know, on the football field, it's, you know, you're typically about 25 to 30 yards away. You know, you're up in the stands, and you know, and then we're covered with a helmet on, and you know, so it isn't as easy with things. But you know, like I said, I'm really proud of the guys that we have, and you know, excited about what comes next.
All right, Coach Jay Long on Tuesday night, our Jay Long Show, brought to you by Shadron Glass and Windows. Coach, thanks for everything you did for Sam and I to cover this team this year. Another wonderful season being with you and the team. We always appreciate the time, the effort, and everything you do for us. So thanks again for that as we sign off for another year.
Yeah, thank you, Dave. We appreciate everybody, and let's go Eagles.
The Jay Long Show is presented by Shadron Glass and Windows. Whether you're looking to replace one broken window, upgrade your entire home or business with a beautiful new look, or replace a cracked vehicle windshield, you'll find your perfect glass solution at Shadron Glass and Windows. Save money this winter on energy costs and upgrade to more energy-efficient windows and doors. Stop in and see Judd at 139 Main Street or give Shadron Glass and Windows a call at 432-3268. That's 432-3268. Tune in every Tuesday night during the season for the Jay Long Show, presented by Shadron Glass and Windows. Listen on demand by downloading archived shows on the CSC Sports page at panhandlepost.com.